Number one.
I heard you were leaving. Is that true?
No, I have no idea how that rumor got started. You're the second person to ask me today. I'm just moving from admissions to the registrar's office. I'll still be around the school.
Oh, good. So is it a promotion for you or more of a lateral move?
I suppose it's a promotion in the sense that there's more money in it for me. But in terms of duties, I don't think it'll be that different.
Number two.
So these are your copies of all the loan documents. The one you want to pay attention to, of course, is your amortization schedule.
You know, I think I've heard that term before, but I'm embarrassed to say I don't really know what it means.
No, it's a reasonable question. The word amortize means to break down gradually, as in the amount of money you owe. It's basically a payment schedule that tells you how much to pay each month.
Number three.
Do you have any decaf black tea? I'd love to have something with dessert, but I don't want to be up all night.
Yes, we have a decaf Earl Grey and a decaf Irish breakfast. Would you like me to bring you one of those?
Yes, Earl Grey, please, and a little milk, not cream. Thanks.
Number four.
I need some heavy-duty wires that can withstand some humidity. I'm running them through a damp basement and hoping to not have to run them through a conduit.
We have some 12-2 UFB cable designed specifically as an underground feeder, but it will work great in a wet basement. A bit pricey, though.
Number five.
The camp lasts 3 days. It's for both girls and boys, ages 6 to 12. It starts at 9 in the morning and goes till 3 and includes drills, games, and skills development in baseball, football, basketball, and soccer.
Sounds good. How much is it?
$150 for the whole camp, and that includes lunch.
Oh, that's out of my budget.
Number six.
Do you know what time the library is supposed to open?
I think it's now. There's no sign on the door, but I thought it opened at 9 every morning.
That's what I was afraid of. Whoever's supposed to open it, it looks like they're not in yet.
Number seven.
I thought you were planning on visiting us in March. Is that still on?
Well, I spoke to a friend who suggested I wait a little longer, till the temperatures start to warm up. She suggested April or May.
At which point the rains may begin. Seriously, it's hardly worth planning a trip here around the weather. Just come when it's convenient.
Number eight.
Do you have any wrenches in your basement?
Yes, I have a whole set. Actually, I have both metric and standard. What size do you need?
Well, aren't you prepared? I really don't know. I have one that's too big and another that's too small. Can I just borrow your whole set?
Number nine.
Hi, this is Janet. I'm an old college friend of David's. Is he home?
Oh, Janet, I've heard my dad talk about you. No, he isn't home. He just ran out to the dry cleaners. Do you want to leave a message?
Oh, so you're his kid. Cool. Yeah, it's been years since we talked. Listen, I'm in town on business and just let him know I called and would love to get together.
Number 10.
When you get to the conference, be sure to meet up with Ken as soon as you can. Have you already made arrangements to meet up?
Yes, Ken's going to meet us at the hotel and take us out to dinner the night before the conference starts.
Oh, that will be good. Anyway, he's going to be in and out all day at the conference, as you can imagine, so you're basically going to be managing the booth.
Number 11.
Shouldn't we ask Miss Moore to extend the deadline? It's getting late. This is cutting it really close.
She won't do it. She said at the start of the term that all due dates were firm, and any late submissions would result in a one-grade penalty. It's in the syllabus, too.
Number 12.
So the way our business usually works, customers make us wait and wait, then everything has to be done in a hurry. Quick, we've got 2 weeks to do this job. And I tell them, come on, we need to retool our machines. We don't work like this.
If they want to pay you to keep one of your machines constantly tooled up for them...
That's a different story.
Number 13.
I don't understand why we need to shut off our cell phones in the hospital. This isn't an airplane or something.
No, but you'd be surprised. Most hospitals have wireless networks hooking up all their equipment, and a phone can interrupt the transmissions, just like on an airplane. So it actually makes sense.
Number 14.
Hi, this is Jack Wharton. I'm sorry to call on such short notice, but one of my fillings just came out and I'm in a bit of pain. Would it be possible to see Dr. Lee today?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me see. He's pretty booked, but, okay, for something like this, I'm sure he'll be willing to take a short lunch. How's 1 o'clock look?
Anytime's fine. Like I said, I'm really sorry. I can't chew or anything.
No, this sort of thing happens. We'll take care of it today, okay?
Number 15.
Everyone knows the parking situation's been awful this year. The West lot's been closed all year, and people are getting fed up. So we're scheduling a meeting to see what we can do about it. Are you interested in attending?
Oh, absolutely. But what kind of options are people looking at?
End of part 1.